Good morning. So we got to the end of Karl Marx today. And after a long detour, we are finally at the Marx you are probably the most familiar with, or the kind of Marx you have heard the most about. My major aim so far in this course was to shake a little the stereotypes which was in your head about Marx, to show you that Marx was a much more complex thinker, full with contradictions and in a search for truth. Whether he arrived at truth, that's another question, but he was desperately searching for it. So we went around different epochs of Marx, right? In the Paris Manuscripts, the first attempt to write a big work, right, we saw him as a Hegelian. The central concept is still alienation, a Hegelian concept. Then he breaks away, right? He turns into a historical materialist in the German ideology, but does not quite get it yet, right? Too much under the influence of Adam Smith. The division of labor is too important, and a private property does not get the centrality of the analysis what it's supposed to have for the theory. Then you read the Grundrisse, in which he kind of now private property is in the central place, but he tries to bring back the idea of alienation. And he also considers that in the German ideology he became too deterministic. History is more open than he may have believed. And then finally he finishes the book. At least the first volume of the book he always wanted to write, Das Kapital. And in The Capital, only the first volume was right, was finished by him, and it was the only first volume what he thought is was ready for publication, and came out in 1867. He offers a very coherent, very cogent argument. It's not a messy text like the Paris Manuscript or the German Ideology or the Grundrisse. Marx felt this is ready to be printed, and it was ready to be printed for sure. And this is now his major contribution, the theory of exploitation. That is undoubtedly Marx's major contribution to social theory. Whether it is right or wrong, this is another question. I think there are a few people who would accept his theory of exploitation the way how it was formulated, but there are still quite a few theorists around here who are attracted to the idea of exploitation and try to reconceptualize the notion of exploitation in one way or another. And it's also something which is very much entered the public discourse. You yourself use it. Occasionally you feel, I have been exploited. And it actually has quite a bit to do with what Marx thought about exploitation. When you say, this is an exploitative relationship, right? So the term is with us. Okay, and then, of course, in order to have the theory of exploitation, this is necessary for Marx to have a tight conception of the theory of classes. And the text I ask you to read for his theory of classes is an old text, much precedes the theory of exploitation, the Communist Manifesto. It's also only a pamphlet. It is a political pamphlet. It's not aimed for a scholarly audience. It does not argue its case in the scholarly way. as most of the argument is put forward in the chapter I asked you to read from Capital, right? But it has a very important theoretical insights. In fact, though Marx does not have the theory of exploitation, he still comes very close to a mature class theory. What is interesting, though, today we identify Marx as certainly one of the great theorists who created the idea of class. The other one is, by the way, Max Weber. What is also interesting about both of them, that they never wrote any coherent analysis what class is. Well, in the Communist Manifesto, Marx and Engels write a fair deal about class, but they don't have the conceptual apparatus yet, really, to do it right. And by the time he has, after he finished the first volume of Capital, he actually makes an attempt, what eventually was published by Engels as the third volume of Capital. And here in chapter 52, he said, now this is time to write my theory of class. He writes a page and a half, and then he abandons it. He said, I can't do it. Too difficult, right? So it leaves to you, right? And the next text, a test in this course to figure out what the right theory of classes are and what's wrong about it, right? And in fact, Weber is pretty much in the same bind. He writes a little more than 1.5 page, but not much more. We will talk about this when we come to Max Weber. But classes certainly still do haunt us, right? We cannot get the idea of class out of our hair. Even in the United States, the notion is around us. Though there is no other modern society which is so free from the idea of class and exploitation as the US of A. But even in the US of A, we still talk at least about the middle class. So the term is not completely alien from us. Okay, so let's jump into this, and let's do it this time in a reverse order. That I start with the mature theory, 1867, and then, informed by this theory, I go back to 1848, the Communist Manifesto, and deal with this. So the major themes for the lecture today is I want to elaborate on the theory of exploitation in Marx, idea of classes in history, and finally to ask the question, how many classes are there? Marx seems to have contradictory answers to this question. And this is certainly a question which still fascinates people who are studying society, social stratification, or class structure. Of course, the answer seems to be obvious probably to most of you. Yeah, in the United States there is one class, the middle class. We are all middle class, right? That's a typical American answer to this. But for an analyst, it's a bit dubious answer. If there are classes, how on earth there is only one? Anyway, we will talk about this a great deal. So let's move to the question of theory of exploitation. And I will have to start this with the labor theory of value and to go back to Adam Smith and to see how Marx is proceeding. Then I want to make a step further, Marx's distinction between commodity production and the capitalist mode of production. This is again taking his point of departure as Adam Smith. Adam Smith's idea of commercial society, and what Marx does, well,